In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. As we've been journeying together in this celebration of Easter, the Easter season, we trust that the Lord abides deeply with us and we continue to abide in the Lord. And certainly one of the ways that that is done and experienced sacramentally and lived is through our baptism. And so once again, we're reminded of the baptism we have received.
Holy One.
gathering our prayers, let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joy of eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our response can be found in the inside back cover of your hymnal, I Will Praise You, Lord.
People. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. For God is beloved. If our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we're continuing to celebrate the Easter season, I want to remind you, as you're probably keenly aware, that we have left the resurrection accounts and stories well in the rearview mirror, right? That happened only during the first and second Sundays of Easter. And since then, and now at the fifth Sunday, we're hearing from John's Gospel. And so we heard the Good Shepherd passage, and now we're into what's called the Last Supper Discourse. So the resurrection season doesn't just focus on Jesus being risen from the dead and those acts and experiences. They focus actually much more, many more of the weekends of the Easter season, focus on the enduring presence of his love, his mercy, his action, his resurrected presence in the midst of the community, the church, the people of God, the action that happens and the Spirit of God that moves there, how the action and the mission of Christ continues in his life, in his people. And so we are in the Last Supper discourse, and we hear the vine and the branches this weekend. John's Gospel is known to be was the last gospel written, right? So this is almost, probably close to 100 years after Jesus lived, died, and rose to new life. And so there's been living of Christianity and the enduring presence of Christ for multiple generations at this point. It's also known to be probably one of the most theologically dense or deep gospels. It's also known to be one of the most metaphoric, right? Using images and metaphors and analogies that have kind of this bottomless or unending sort of depth to them, right? And surprisingly enough, although the most dense theological, using, metaphors that seem to have no bottom to their meaning, it also sometimes is the most fundamental and repetitive, which is fascinating. So today's gospel, the vine and the branches, that metaphor, that allegory, right? Abide in me, remain in me, is said 8 times. Bear fruit is said 5 times within 8 lines, right? 8 verses of the Gospel of John in the Last Supper discourse. This is one of those things that if you were writing a discourse or speaking a discourse and you were doing that in front of your teacher or professor, they would say, get a thesaurus, right? find another word for that, would you please, right? You can't keep saying abide, remain, dwell. You can't keep saying that. You can't keep saying that. And it actually is the same, although we translate it a few different ways within John's Gospel. It's the same Greek word, right? I think it's M-E-N-I-E-N. What's that? Menin, I think, is the Greek word, right? And it has to do with, we translate it here, remain. It probably much more means abide or a mutual indwelling is what it means. And it said 8 times. And so it must mean, if this is the most theologically dense, and this is the most, uses the most symbolism, and yet keeps repeating things over and over again, there must be something to it, right? There must be a point that's trying to be made there. And hopefully by the time this homily is over, you'll get my point too. Okay, so not only is it said 8 times in this gospel passage, but this word is used multiple times within John's gospel, right? It's the same word translated. It says, when the word became flesh and dwelt among us, remained, abided, mutual indwelling among his people. It started from the very beginning. When the first disciples were called, who later became apostles, they asked Jesus, where are you staying? Where are you remaining? Where are you abiding, right? Same Greek word that's used, right? It continued on in John's gospel in the 6th chapter. It's called the Bread of Life Discourse. When he says, if you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, I will remain, I will abide in you, and you will abide in me. Just as the Last Supper discourse begins, same word, right? Jesus says to his disciples, when he's saying, I'm going to leave, he says, but I'm going
to prepare a dwelling place for you. And so then I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. A dwelling place where we can be together. We're going to abide in mutual indwelling, okay? Are you tired of me saying abide? Because I'm tired of me saying abide, right? But that's the point. Over and over and over and over again. And so this concept, this meaning, this understanding, the theological depth of what it means to have a virtual, where did that word come from? An actual connection, a powerful relationship, a dwelling place, a place to abide and remain in deep connection. You know, a little bit about a little bit about Mary Queen of Peace Parish. You know, one of the things I hear said over and over again about Mary Queen of Peace Parish is, from parishioners, from people who come to visit, is they say, you know what, this feels like home, right? That's something we've actually heard that in the surveys that have been done. That's been repeated by multiple people. So it's a theme that comes up over and over again, right? This just kind of feels like home. And thanks be to God, right? Thanks be to God. And I hope, because for goodness sakes, we have this community covenant that says we invite, that literally says in we invite, right? That we will welcome all. Every one of us is responsible for welcoming all who want to seek Christ in this inclusive home of ours, right? And so we invite, we nurture, right? That sense that we are part of nurturing and helping one another grow. I hope and pray we grow in that understanding of feeling at home in this parish community. Actually, Bishop Zubik 2 weeks ago came to celebrate Mass at the 11 o'clock Mass at St. Mary the Mount, and that's the deaf and the speaking Mass, right? And so he just wanted to kind of come and experience the community, and I invited him to do so. And so he came, and after just interacting and experiencing the Mass and the speaking and the deaf, you know, afterwards he literally texted me and said, I can't tell you how many people said they're feeling so comfortable and at home in the parish community, right? So he noticed it too. Thanks be to God, right? A sense of home, right? Remember, home and that sense of feeling at home is not necessarily a building or a place. It's kind of a space that we create in our mutual care, love, indwelling, right? It's when we come together in mutual respect of one another, mutual care for one another. And some of the aspects of what it means that actually come from and are emphasized within the readings themselves too, as we hear again and again, abide, abide, and abide. First of all, a sense of clear understanding, expectations, boundaries, right? When it comes to creating a space of mutual indwelling and relationship, there has to be clear communication. There has to be a sense of clear expectation and some boundaries that we're following, right? If you love me, you will keep my commandments, says the gospel passage, right? The second reading we heard proclaimed today, you know, love one another, keep my commandments. So there's this sense of mutual understanding and communication that's essential for a feeling of home. The other thing that's essential for a feeling of home is acceptance, right? Acceptance. We've been trying to rent some of our spaces in the parish community, just to kind of continue to support the parish community financially. And so we've actually, in the office building, we've actually rented a couple of offices out. So we have somebody who's in the office right next to me. We share a wall, right? And it's a nonprofit organization. And so we're in the office. And so there's a woman who works in the office. And we ran into one another a couple weeks ago at a gathering here in the South Side. And she said to me, oh, Father Michael, did you hear me swearing yesterday? And I said, I didn't hear you swearing. Did you hear me swearing? You know? Because we were both having a really bad day, right? And so, sorry, folks, sometimes I have to admit, you know, some things come out of my mouth that I'm not necessarily always proud of, right? But what was beautiful about that exchange is like, you know, did you hear? And all of a sudden, it was like we both felt more at home now that we're sharing this wall together, right? And not only that, you know, we're comfortable with each other's shortcomings. And at the same time, too, probably both of us are trying to mind our language a little bit better, right? Right? Because that's what home does. That's what home does. It accepts us for who we are. And not only that, but home also challenges us to be the best of who we are. That's what home does for us. That's what a space that we create, a mutual indwelling does for us, right? And finally, the most essential part of feeling at home, I think and believe, the most essential part of what it means to create a space of mutual indwelling is there has to be something about that that's more than just human. There has to be a presence of God's grace, God's love, God's mercy, and that we can each individually and collectively tap into so that we can encourage one another to be the best of who we are and to accept the shortcomings that each of us have. Because no home is perfect, right? No home is perfect. So I hope and pray that each of us in the parish community of Mary Queen of Peace continue to and grow in that experience of feeling at home, because the resurrected presence of Christ, the power and the action of Christ's love and mercy, is to be part of our communal lives, part of the church, and not just the church, but us as church, right? And so, abide. Abide, abide in acceptance and in challenge, a sense of respect, a sense of experience of indwelling relationship of God with one another.
We together stand and profess, I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, the Father and the Son, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Trusting the resurrected presence of the Lord with us, his people, with and in him, we bring these needs and prayers of petition.
Our response is, risen Lord, hear us. For Pope Francis and all those working to help us recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit, through continuing reflection, we pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
Watch over the newly initiated members of the church and help them to continue growing in their faith. We pray. Inspire our Mary Queen of Peace faith community to be a vibrant, committed community of believers that invites others to know Christ. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
Help us to live connected to you, understanding that apart from you, there is no life. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
Release us from the blindness of bias and fear of others' differences that in the cause of hatred and violence, we pray. Raise to new life our beloved deceased, especially Lorraine Greb, Robert Finnegan, Michael Steele, and Regina Selinsky, who have entered the embrace of God's love this week. We pray. We remember Sophie Maturak and all the intentions present on the altar, along with those we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
Calling on the loving intercession of our patron and mother, we pray.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou amongst women.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Our offertory hymn can be found in the Blue Gather, page 584, Come to the Water, page 584.
Together offering our gifts and lives, pray, sisters and brothers, my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Amen.
God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice, have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is our duty and our salvation, all times to acclaim you, Lord, but this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and people exalt in praise. We join the heavenly powers with the angelic host, singing together the unending hymn of your glory as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, to be glorified, O God, for you love the human race, you walk with us this journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, who is present in our midst, as we're gathered by his love, and when, as he once did for his disciples and so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, send your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The day was to suffer, the night of the Last Supper. He took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, again giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, Holy Father, we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death of the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you've seated at your right hand. We proclaim the work of your love until he comes again. We offer you the bread of life, the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on this oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ, that has been handed on to us. And by the power of the Spirit of your love, may we be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church. Renew your church in Mary Queen of Peace Parish, our Diocese of Pittsburgh, our country, and our world. Renew it by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bonds of unity between the faithful and the pastors of the people. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, we may stand in a world torn by strife as a people who shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember all of our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we will come to an eternal dwelling place, to live with you forever, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the apostles, the martyrs, with all of your saints. We shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son, through whom you give us all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from all evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." That same Easter greeting given to us. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you. We offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, Lord, we pray, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessings of Almighty God be upon you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks
be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our closing hymn can be found on page 540 in the Blue Gather, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, page 540 in the Blue Gather.